May you sit in a comfortable position and keep your head straight, shoulders in a relaxed position, arms may be resting on your lap, or maybe you can even keep on a table if you are closer to the table, and you can keep your back straight. And legs may be bent. See whether you can comprehend this very simple, ordinary sitting posture. So currently we are not walking, we are not standing, not lying down, but comfortably sitting. See whether you can recognize this sitting posture. Currently, we are sitting at this very moment. I'm sitting. So the posture itself, Buddha says, as the very first or the second primary object for Kayanupassana, the body awareness. Suppose there is a ship in the ocean where we have to stop moving here and there. Then we are putting an anchor. So similarly, when our mind is distracted to various objects, so we can use this posture, bodily posture, as an anchor to the mind. Whenever mind drifts towards something, say, happened in the past, we are not trying to entertain that, rather we are bringing our mind back to the body. Similarly, if it drifts towards the future, maybe planning, daydreaming, fantasizing, expectations, many things. But we are not encouraging that, rather we are again bringing our attention back to the body. So at the beginning it appears like some sort of a struggle, because mind may not be tamed, so we need some amount of effort to tame the mind, to discipline the mind. And we can probably listen to various sounds available in the environment. We can have an open mind. Various sounds can occur in various directions. We don't know from where it is happening. So we are having a kind of a open attitude, open awareness, sort of a accepting attitude. Whatever sounds happen, we can accept it. We are not rejecting it. We are not angry about it. It is merely a sound. I can slightly hear sounds of grasshoppers or cicadas from distance. I can hear water flowing. You too probably can hear various sounds. Maybe people are talking, maybe sounds of vehicles. Many different things. So all these sounds happen at the right moment. They just happen and then disappear. We allow them to happen and we allow them to disappear. They come and go. Now again we can establish attention to the body and we can take a deep breath, hold it for a second and then release. Again we can take a deep breath, a long breath, hold it for some time and then slowly release. We are settling back to the moment. We are trying to enjoy the present moment. We got some time for ourselves. We might be involved with various activities, quite busy, but now this is the time for ourselves, just to enjoy mindfulness, enjoy present moment, trying to embrace the present moment, trying to appreciate the present moment. Whatever it happens, we are ready to accept. It's a extraordinary kind of an acceptance. Now our eyes are gently closed. Probably you can feel slight sensation at the eyelids. Lips are gently touching. Two jaws are not tightly coupled. And there may be a slight smile. You are taking it gently. And there is no any tension in the face. We are in a very comfortable position. And our neck straight but not rigid. Shoulders at a relaxed position. We are not effortfully holding them. Hands are resting, no tension. And probably we might be leaning onto a chair. We feel it. And maybe even clothes touching the body, we can probably feel it. And there may be a pressure at our buttocks. We might feel it, a little bit of a pain. Legs are bent. And the upper leg muscles, lower leg muscles are relaxed. And certain parts of the foot touching the ground. We are comfortably sitting. See how you're feeling at ease. If you are from a tiresome walk, once you come back and sit, you feel quite comfortable. Feeling at ease. Come back home. That home feeling. After a long time, came to home. So it's a time to relax. Now again we can take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then slowly release. Fully trying to connect with the body, fully aware of the body. Now we can bring our attention to the nostril, and we are trying to be aware of in-breath and out-breath. There is no hurry, no rush, and we allow the body to breathe naturally, and we are trying to be aware of it. When in-breath happens, we are fully aware of it. When out-breath happens, we are fully aware of it. Still, if mind distracts, we can incorporate noting, labeling. When we experience in-breath, we note it as in-breath. mentally note it as in-breath. When out-breath happens, we can note it as out-breath. In-breath, out-breath. So this helps to establish mindfulness. Buddha mentioned, so sato asasati, sato pasasati. Being mindful, he breathes in. Being mindful, he breathes out. So straight, so simple, so direct. Nothing to think, just to be aware. Giving direct experience. Encouraging direct experience. Once mindfulness fairly refined, we can closely examine the breath, whether it is short, whether it is long, whether it is warm or is it cool. So very subtle aspects are available to the breath. So we are trying to recognize those subtle aspects as much as possible.